This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. With you in studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
855-450-3733. We're talking about addiction, specifically the addiction to your smartphone, which many of you have. Some of you may be listening to our voices from your smartphone, in which case we encourage you to continue.
But
it's those other things on the smartphone that are bad, bad, bad. So we're actually sharing a story from Psychology Today and off and on throughout the show here tonight, where there's discussion of a study that was done with some undergraduate students averaging age 25. They installed an app on their phone, which is called, and I want to keep mentioning it because it sounds like it could be kind of useful, Instant Quantified Self, which tracks how often you unlock your phone each day and how many minutes at a time you are then using your phone when it's unlocked, totaling how much per day. Well, in the case of the study, it was 4 hours. They used the phone roughly 60 times a day for about 4 minutes each time, and so that totaled up about 4 hours just on their phones. Does not include total time on laptops, other tablets, or other devices. So what are people doing on their phones? Well, of course, checking social networking, etc. And so there's some suggestions here as to what to do about it. And one guy on Facebook, Don, says that he is addicted to his phone. He won't be renewing his next contract and is going back to the cheapest, most basic phone that he can. He hates his addiction.
Well, we'll see whether Don's able to pull that off. He sounds like the guy who says, this year I'm going to work out at the gym.
It's my last pack of cigarettes.
Yeah. and that's what all the fat people do, right, is they make fun of the guy who says he's going to go off to the gym and change his life. So good luck, Don.
Rick is on the line in Madison, Wisconsin, listening to if he's in Madison, he's listening to WXXM. If he's in Janesville, he's listening to WCLO. Where are you tonight, Rick?
Right now I'm actually in Janesville.
Okay, you're in Janesville, so you are listening to WCLO. So welcome to the program. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, I just wanted to let you know, hey, I'm a Generation Xer, and I am proud to be a Generation Xer. I feel like Generation X is the ones who made all the technology better. We demanded faster. We demanded better. But as far as the cell phone goes, I used to work in a call center, and I would take 200 calls a day. Mm-hmm. And when I was off of work, the last thing I wanted to do was to talk on my phone. So when texting came along, I love it. And now, I think in the technology, as far as the talk to text technology, it's pretty good. Sometimes I gotta, double check it to make sure it's not sending out something inappropriate. But for the most part, 80%.
If you're talking to somebody about a vacuum cleaner, you better be very careful.
That's right.
Well, what's it going to think you?
Vacuum?
Yeah.
Just mouth it to yourself in the mirror.
Exactly.
Okay.
So I think that, I don't feel like I'm addicted to it. There's many times that my phone has run out of battery or I've left it at home, and I was totally fine. And I think, correct me if I'm wrong, I think it's the absence of the hard landline that has us a little bit, at least for me, causes a bit of anxiety. Because if there's no way to get in touch with me, I have a bit of anxiety as far as that's concerned. When I go to work, there are hard lines, so I don't have that anxiety. But when I'm at home, and there's not really a way for someone to get in touch with me if my phone is dead or if I can't find it or if I left it at work, there's that anxiety as far as not having that landline.
Yeah, I think we're used to the idea that we can get a hold of people now, and it is a safer way to be. I mean, that's one of the first reason anybody gets a cell phone is I want to keep it in the car in case we break down.
Well, Rick, thanks for the call tonight,
why did you sell yourself, right?
I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
I wonder how many times the cell phone salesmen hear that little pitch. You know, hey, I just want it in the car in case something bad happens, and then the people are back in trying to get a bigger plan, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let's continue here. Some suggestions on to how to break this habit, to break the addiction. The author over at PsychologyToday.com suggests that you can slowly wean yourself off by not responding to alerts and notifications, by shutting down tabs when you're working at your computer. Just close the tabs. Don't minimize them because it could still act as a visual stimuli. He says shut them down unless you're actively working with those tabs. Second, assuming your phone is nearby, which it always is, set an alarm for 15 minutes. Put it on silent with the vibrate when silent option turned off. Turn it face down and place it in a location nearby where you can see it. This means you will not see any alerts or get any vibrating notifications, but the phone will be a stimulus to tell you that you will get to it in 15 minutes or less. When the alarm rings, check any app, website, or whatever for 1 minute. Then repeat the process. When you're comfortable with waiting 15 minutes to check in, increase the time to 20, 25, 30 minutes, or more. You will know your brain has assimilated to this process when the alarm goes off and you keep working, if even for just another minute or two. Now, that's an interesting proposal. Basically, you can still have your notifications showing on your phone, but don't make a verbal or, you know, don't have an auditory buzzing or any kind of notice that it's happening. And that way you can lose yourself in your work maybe for a few moments rather than you were talking about the distractions of these notifications earlier. So interesting proposal there. Number two, instead of checking your messages when you receive alerts, check them on a time schedule. Alert friends, family, and colleagues that you're going on a 30-minute plan, or whatever suits you. You're only checking messages every 30 minutes. Promise them you'll get back to them shortly when you do, but that you need to make this shift to increase your focus. Shut down your email account on all devices and remove all alerts and notifications, auditory, visual, kinesthetic, from your apps. Set an alarm for 30 minutes and only check text, social media, email, and other apps at that time.
So, you know, along this line, I have posted in at the bottom of my email, I say, in the interest of having a more fulfilling life and mm-hmm. spending quality time with my family, I generally don't spend much time online on the weekends or holidays. I'll try to take care of your issue as quickly as I can during work hours, mm-hmm. Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern. Thanks for your patience. Because I think in this world of connectedness,
people
have an expectation that you're going to take care of whatever their issue is within the next 20 minutes. And frankly, you know, my time's pulled in a whole bunch of different directions. You and I run this show as a business as opposed to many radio talk show hosts who, you know, they're basically just commentators. You know, we're not just talent. We're the back end office.
It may feel like a business, Mark, but ultimately it's actually a project of the Shire Free Church, and it's more of a church outreach ministry than it really is a business.
I understand. The terminology business can apply to what we do. Yes.
It could be business in that you're busy with it, yes. I suppose. Number three, do not work with the technology for more than about 90 minutes at a time. Take short 10-minute breaks and do something that doesn't use technology to calm and reset your brain. Walking in nature works. Problem is, though, if you got your phone with you, at least I've noticed this, I have seen myself, I've checked my phone, I've been on the phone when I'm walking the dog. Even at nighttime. And I'll only do it because I feel like I'm safe on the road because I'm walking in an area where there really aren't any cars and I know there's not any potholes or whatever for me to step in. So I'm sort of aware of the problem at the very least. I know I have a problem going on here. So does playing a musical instrument, meditating, exercising, listening to music, and taking a hot bath or shower. You know implicitly what calms your brain. 10 minutes is all it takes. And finally, number four on his list of suggestions to break the habit and the addiction. Number four, using technology at night ruins your sleep and the important brain processes that happen while you rest. Remove your phone and other devices that are used close to your face for at least 1 hour prior to attempting sleep.
Everybody says this, right? Like no screens prior to bed.
I've never heard this before.
No?
No.
Well, the idea is that there's light emanating from these screens.
Yeah.
Obviously, it is. And, you know, you're just a small group primate, you know, fresh off the savannah, frankly. And And so when you're shining all that light into your eyes, you're not prepared for sleep.
I don't know if I buy this one, because people have been watching television before bed historically.
So they don't want them to watch that either.
Well, actually, his suggestion here is that you could watch television rather than looking at this. I guess the idea is if you're holding it close to you, that's somehow worse than having a 50-inch screen across the room from
Maybe.
You?
Maybe.
I don't think so. 855-450-FREE. What are your suggestions? What did you do to defeat your addiction? Or are you hopelessly addicted? You can talk about that, too. 855-450-FREE.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah. It is Free Talk Live, and you can join us. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. How addicted are you? Has your addiction to your cell phone affected your life? Maybe you've lost your loved one over your addiction to cell phones. We've certainly heard stories of, like, video game addicts losing their girlfriend and losing their job. Has a phone addiction ever resulted in some real damage to relationships that you've experienced? Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Ian and Mark in the studio here tonight. Coming up in a couple of months, actually less than a couple of months, HempFest is going to be happening here in New Hampshire. We have the privilege of being the first broadcasters to ever broadcast from the New Hampshire HempFest, I believe. And so we're going to be doing our show live Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights. It's a full weekend of basically a party at Rogers Campground in the northern White Mountains of New Hampshire. Absolutely stunning location to camp. It's certainly going to be even more fun to have all kinds of bands and other fun things to do. You can go to nhhempfest.com to learn more about the event. It's August 25th through the 28th, so getting down towards the end of the summertime in New Hampshire. Could be a little chilly, could be plenty warm. Well, you never know what the weather is going to be like in New Hampshire that time of year.
So it's a good idea to bring a jacket when you're in northern New Hampshire.
At nighttime, you can better believe you're going to need a jacket, even if it is warm during the day.
So anytime you go camping, you're going to want sort of some bug supplies.
You're going to need the VIP ticket in order to see our show live at HempFest. But even if you can't afford the VIP ticket, and they're really not that much more expensive, even if you can't afford it, we're still going to be around. We're going to be hanging out all weekend at HempFest. NHHempFest.com is the third annual. It's our first year going to be there, so I'm excited about it. But we're old hats at Rogers Campground. We've spent a lot of time there at other festivals. August 25th through the 28th, NHHempFest.com. We'll look forward to seeing you there. As we continue, you can bring up what you want. Mark?
Oh, I just want to say hi to all the Cop Block folks that are listening. We got a share on the Cop Block Facebook page, and it's bumped up our viewers on our new Facebook thing.
Right. It's our first night broadcasting the show on Facebook. We've been doing the show since 2002, so if you're new to Free Talk Live, we've been out here for a long time. This may have been the first time you came across us live on the Internet. So welcome. We do the show live 7 nights a week. I'm an old-school Cop Blocker. I was one of the first earliest supporters. Free Talk Live actually was one of the earliest supporters of Cop Block back in the day, sponsoring the tours that Pete Nademo went on way back when.
Yeah, so, Cop Block was sort of launched on Free Talk Live.
Some of you might have seen some of the Keen Cop Block stuff going on out here. Of course, both Pete Nademo, the two founders of Cop Block, have lived here. They've actually lived in this house where we're broadcasting from. Right above where we're sitting is actually where the founders of Cop Block have lived. They slept in the same bed together. I bet you didn't know that about them.
Hey, look, man, whatever.
It wasn't a gay thing. They're just trying to save money. Toll-free number here, not that there'd be a problem if it was a gay thing. 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. Sarah is in Albuquerque, and you can bring up anything you want here on Free Talk Live. So go ahead, Sarah.
Yes, I just wanted to mention that, you know, that we used to have a coast-to-coast, George Norrie used to come on from, like, 1 in the morning to, like, 5 a.m., but he got canned. I mean, he got discontinued about 5-6 years ago.
Well, that's not a true statement.
Yeah, he's still on the air.
You're referring to, because most of the things you say, you either are passing along misinformation. I don't think you ever try to lie to people, Sarah, but you're just full of misinformation. George Norrie is still the host of Coast to Coast AM. It's an overnight talk show, as you described. But maybe what you're saying is he was taken off the air on your local radio station. Maybe they put some other show on in his place, but he's continued to host that show ever since Art Bell left it many years ago.
Yeah, that's exactly what I meant. I'm on disability, so I don't work. So I used to stay up late at night and listen like 1 to 2. On the KKOB, the local channel.
Did you obsessively call that show as well?
You know what? I could never figure out. I never called in because I was just kind of half asleep trying to stay up until.
You should have called the wild card line. Thanks for the call, Sarah. Toll free number is 855-450-FREE. Remember back
East
when.
To the Rockies.
Yeah. They'd have the deep voice guy and he'd give all these different phone numbers. What was that about?
This was nuts.
nuts.
What was that about? I still
West
don't understand.
Of the Rockies.
I still don't understand that. Is it?
I don't know. I just don't.
Does it
know.
Have to do with like long distance fees or something like that? Or
wasn't there a first time caller line too?
There was. Yeah, the wild card line, the first time caller line, West of the Rockies, East of the Rockies. There were at least four call in lines for that show. But you know, you can have one phone number like we do.
Maybe it was because there is no. Go ahead.
And it can link to multiple phone lines. So it's not like they only had four lines in the studio or something like that.
Maybe they only had four lines in the studio, and that's how they did their, you know, their production. They didn't have a phone screener, so they just, you know, they just went to a phone call. And now they'd have to. They have to.
You gotta have a phone screener. Yeah. Show that large.
I have no idea. Then.
I mean, you gotta know what kind of crazy crap the person's calling in about. So you know, if you want to take the ghost story, or you want to take the alien story, or you want to take the world's gonna end story, or you know, you fill in the blank.
Nephilim.
Oh, by the way, there was somebody who posted, I think it was actually Virgil Viduva, posted on Facebook today a link to some NASA photos from the Apollo mission to the moon. I guess they just released a bunch of photos, like hundreds of photos apparently, that were taken on that mission. So they've like released every photo now that they possibly have. And the allegations are it's to combat all the moon landing paranoiacs, all the conspiracy theorists. Who believe that the moon landing was fake.
We just need a telescope powerful enough to be able to see the flag on the moon. That's all.
And there's also a mirror that they can bounce lasers off of.
Yep, something like that.
Yeah. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, but they're very pretty photos, so you should look for those if you're a big space geek. 855-450-3733. So we've been talking about smartphone addiction, and I did ask a question earlier, and we didn't really dig into this. I think it's kind of an interesting topic because we were talking about young people. Somebody called in and said he wouldn't let his son or daughter use a smartphone or any kind of phone.
This was an imaginary son or daughter, remember?
Right. Yeah. Until they were 16, he said, and I said, they're going to hate you. Your kids are going to hate you because young people today are constantly communicating with these devices, whether it's texting, Snapchat, or whatever it is they're doing now. There's something that they're doing, and it's always on the phone. So that'll be frustrating, but it led to a bigger question of this discussion of privacy, because we talked about how in the old days, you know, you could be on your phone in the 80s or whatever, and mom could pick up the extension to listen in to see what you're talking about. Now, today, parents can demand that their kids, you know, hand over their phones, put in their password, give them access to their Facebook accounts, things like that, so they can check up on them, these sort of nosy parents. And so how much is too much when it comes to getting in your kids' business? Should parents stay completely out of it, or should you be, you know, worried about what your kids are doing online and reading through their messages? I tend to lean on the stay out of it, respect your kids' privacy, and have a good relationship with them so they'll want to talk to you about the things that are happening in their life. What do you think, Mark? You've actually got a kid.
Well, that's the way to start, obviously, but it's difficult. I mean, kids are taught to compartmentalize their lives these days. You know, there's the school them, there's the home them, there's the out in the neighborhood with the friends them, there's the over at the neighbor houses them.
Yep.
And you know, that makes it difficult on the a family relationship. We homeschool, so hopefully you know, the attachments are greater.
So what is your answer? What do you think about, you know, restricting your kids' access or you know, sort of overseeing what they're doing? 855-450-FREE.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Sling bow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of sling bow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issue, and company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here toll free. 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And don't forget to check out the 101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire. It's a great documentary film, about an hour long, and it goes through the full 101 reasons, and there's, of course, more than that, but there's some really solid reasons why, if you love the ideas of liberty, you should be here in New Hampshire, along with other people who care about freedom. There's a whole movement, a migration of thousands of liberty-loving people that are coming here. Find out why by going to 101reasonsfilm.com. That's 101reasonsfilm.com. I know we got a lot of Cop Block supporters watching tonight, thanks to our Facebook feed being shared on the Cop Block page. So welcome to the program. If you like the idea of doing cop blocking, if you've ever gone out in the streets and done cop blocking, well, now imagine what it's like with more cop blockers than you could possibly know. It's getting to that point in New Hampshire. It's not quite to that point, but if there's a DUI checkpoint in Manchester, it's not hard for 30, 40, 50 people to be out there at one of those things. That's because we've got the numbers, and we're getting more. More people are moving here. Find out why. 101reasonsfilm.com. As we continue, your calls and thoughts are welcome. We've been discussing addiction to cell phones throughout the show here tonight, and sort of led into a conversation about your kids and their privacy on their phones. What's your policy as a parent? Is it hands-off, leave it alone, let them do whatever they want? Or is it nosy and intrusive and, you know, spy programs and demanding access to their Facebook accounts and reading messages? I imagine there's a range between one and the other when it comes to parenting.
Well, okay, so when we're talking about parenting and smartphones, I assume we're talking about, at the very least, tweens, right? Probably teens. Are those the age groups we're talking about?
Would likely have, more likely have smartphones, but we're seeing kids younger and younger getting them.
Yeah, I'm going to just go with, you know, tweens and teens. At that point, you're talking about people whose personalities have largely been put in place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the parents had their opportunity to mold the personalities. Mostly, whatever molding that was going to go on was going to be done between sort of 0 and 5.
So what you're saying is by then you should know what you're dealing with?
Well, yeah, and you're going to know who your kid is, hopefully. And, you know, when whatever you were going to do to affect their behavior largely has been done. Right. So now all you're going to do is either be a resource for them to learn, you know, more about the world, or you're going to be that scary prison guard that they're trying to avoid. One of the two.
Let's go to the phones here. Joel is on the line in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, Joel.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Welcome, sir. Doing great. Go ahead.
Thanks. I enjoy your show. I listen to it whenever I get a chance. I'm in the car on a Saturday night. First thing I want to mention about the cell phone addiction, yeah, it's definitely real, and I probably struggle with it to an extent. The only time that I would make an exception to always having your phone is, in my case, I am a business owner. Mm-hmm. And a lot, when I'm not at home, one thing I pride myself in is getting back with clients when they contact me, getting back with them quickly. And they appreciate that. You know, a lot of times I'll get an email back saying, wow, thanks for that fast reply. So to be able to be connected at all times, and yeah, I hear that alert tone, and I'm not talking Facebook, somebody liked a picture. I'm talking, I get an alert tone for an email, or a text. The industry I'm in, I'm a DJ. I deal with a lot of weddings. Mm-hmm. And couples these days, I'm guessing, you know, they'll be the millennials. A lot of them in an email, they say, my preferred method of contact is texting, which is crazy to me to think. I mean, I'm 40. I text, I don't have a problem with it, but it's just that they want to communicate about their wedding via text, you know, to get the ball rolling. But in cases like that, you know, that's where texting is a must with the kids today. And,
you
know,
you're making money.
Having your phone. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Having your phone on you all the time and checking those alerts. When it's business related, I think that's where the exception to the rule, you know.
Now, is it to the point where you're responding to clients at, you know, 11 o'clock at night, or do you only kind of have business hours?
Well, for me, I own my company. And I know there are other DJs around that, you know, if it's after 5, it's after 6 on a weekday, they will get back with a couple the next morning. You know, they're like, well, I'll call them back tomorrow. My evening time is family time. To send a quick reply to somebody takes 5 minutes. And if somebody emails me at 11 o'clock and I'm still up, absolutely I'm going to reply right away because I think it's good business.
Yeah, well, I think it is. And, you know, this is something that's talked about all the time inside of, you know, businesses. How can you be, how can you be more, reactive to the customer? And this is one of the ways is to, you know, he's one of those, the DJ who responds first has a significantly higher chance of closing that sale than, you know, the DJ who doesn't.
Absolutely.
Assuming you don't respond with, go to sleep, you worry, little worry warts. It's 11 o'clock at night.
Right. Exactly right, and I've had people hire me because they've said exactly that. I sent out several inquiries, and you got back to me right away, and I was waiting on some other ones. Because I got back to them first, it may have been 11 o'clock at night, and I shot them a quick reply. That spoke volumes. And
it definitely makes a difference.
They're wanting to make a decision when they're sending out those texts to people, or those emails, or whatever it is that they're doing. They're ready to make their decision at that time. The first person to get back with them, especially if they get back within 30 minutes, is likely to close that deal because
that
person is ready to make a decision.
Yeah, as long as the price is good, and they might even be willing to pay a little bit extra for that service.
That's it. Well, if you're talking to somebody at 11 o'clock at night, and you're reasonably certain that you're the first one who's talking to them, that's when you should be... You shouldn't be ready to negotiate in your price quite so quickly.
Exactly.
Joel, thanks for sharing that with us tonight, man. Really
one other comment, if I could, because you guys just mentioned about the you know, your kids' privacy and all that.
Yeah.
And my main thing on that, and I have teenagers. The phrase that comes to mind is rules without relationship breeds rebellion.
Yeah.
And I think you guys made the comment that it starts with your relationship with your kids. Build a relationship. If you have a relationship, and I'm not an advocate for, you know, be your kid's best friend. No, you're your kid's parent. You can be friends with them, but you don't want to be your kid's friends. You want to be their parent, but have a relationship with them. Build that from a young age. And with my kids, no, we don't monitor what they do online, but some people will call me stupid and ignorant, but I trust my kids because I know how we've raised them and I know what their values are. And I think that's the key. It's not, oh, can I trust my kids? Well, I don't know. Can you? How have you raised them? What kind of relationship?
Yeah. If you can't trust them, you've screwed it up already, right?
Exactly right.
Yep.
Exactly. Good advice, Joel. Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
With my 8-year-old, I try to remember I want to have 3 positive interactions for every negative one, and you can't help negative interactions.
Because you remember the negative ones, likely.
You know, and I mean, just today, right, he was supposed to be going to a birthday party, and we told him for an hour that he needed to eat before he went. Because, you know, you're going to get some cake, but you got to eat your lunch first.
Okay.
So, and, you know, diddling around, Legos, playing on the, we have ropes that hang from the ceiling so that he can swing around and stuff like that, swinging around, doing everything but eating, talking to himself, and sometimes it's, you know, it's hard to get the concentration, so you have to keep on, you know, bringing them back, and it felt like this is one of those times when there's too many negative interactions that are going on, so, you know, as a father, or as a parent, you have to remember to keep those positive interactions going, because otherwise, you just end up being the traffic cop. You, back in the lane! You, come on, what are you waiting for? You know, that kind of thing, and that's, you know, not optimal parenting, as if you're always just trying to get them to do things and yelling and doing all this other stuff. So
it's an example of a positive interaction.
What do I do? What I do is I, you know, grab him and, you know, we go into the bed and wrestle. So, you know, that's always fun. And I try to make sure that I don't always win wrestling. So, I, you know, pound on him for a little while, and I let him pound on me for a little while. And, you know, for him, he's 8, and, you know, that's really great. And then we read comic books sometimes, too.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. We have plenty of time for you here if you get your call in right now. The remaining moments of Free Talk Live are coming up here. 855-450-3733 or Skype into the show. Skype username is LRN.FM, the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live here on Independence Day weekend. This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-930-9765. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-930-9765. 1-800-930-9765.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hi, my name's Tim Forehand. I'm a deputy sheriff. In my job, keeping me in shape is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andrew 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andrew 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453. Join us here in the remaining moments of the live Saturday edition right now at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Or if you don't get in tonight, maybe you're driving, you can't get to your phone quick enough. We're here tomorrow, and we're here on Independence Day as well. We're going to be here every day because we do this thing 7 nights a week live. For your listening convenience, if you don't want to listen live, we've always got the podcast, downloadable archives, over at freetalklive.com. So be sure you go and enjoy the website. There's all kinds of free stuff there. You can actually create the content that you see there at freetalklive.com. It is a Reddit-based website, so it's free to use. In fact, all the features are totally free. It's just the front page that's based in Reddit. The rest of the site has all kinds of different stuff, including a webcam, a chat room, and more. There's a lot of stuff to explore over at freetalklive.com, and it is all completely free. Though we do appreciate the support that we get from our Free Talk Live amplifiers. There's a few hundred of those folks that are helping us out behind the scenes. $5 a month is all it costs to become a Free Talk Live amplifier. So if you like what we're doing, one of the reasons we can actually, you know, get the word out about liberty and freedom is because of listeners who back the show up as amplifiers. It helps us spread Free Talk Live to new radio stations around the country. We've got 170 right now, which is pretty darn good. Actually, a little bit more than that, which is pretty great. But we could have twice that. Just, you know, more marketing budget would help. And so that's primarily what the AMP program does, is it helps us get on new stations. It helps us spread the satellite signal. It helps us get on new internet connections so more people can understand and come in contact with the ideas of liberty. If you want to help us with that and get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only Facebook group, lots of you listening on Facebook here tonight. It's our first night streaming live on Facebook. We've got an AMP-only Facebook group, which is a great group. There's always a lot of stuff going on in there. And other AMP perks. You can get all the details over at amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. We're talking about phones and addictions and how to break that addiction or at least lessen it. And I think the suggestions earlier from Psychology Today, the blog over at psychologytoday.com, were kind of interesting, although very similar. The first two, especially, they're numbered one and two, but they're almost identical. The idea was set an alarm on your phone for 15 minutes out from now,
and then set the phone down. Make sure it's completely silent, not even vibrating. So even if you miss a call, or you're going to miss whatever happens, you're going to miss the call, you're going to miss the texts, you just set the phone down and you work on what you're supposed to be working on. The alarm on the phone goes off. That means you get a minute to check your phone, respond to any texts that you know might have come in, or call back any people that that might have called, and then you do it again. You put your phone down, set another 15-minute alarm until you finally get to the point where you can increase the amount of time, so 20, 25 minutes, 30 minutes at a time. That way you can really focus on the tasks that you're supposed to be doing without being distracted by the phone. I think that's an interesting proposal. Will I do it? I don't know.
Seems like a lot of work.
Well, that's true. Setting the alarms over and over again. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Douglas on the line in Indianapolis listening to WIBC. Hey, Douglas.
How's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, so you were talking about parents checking up on their kids' phones and their internet habits. That's assuming that their parents are technologically advanced enough to check up on their kids. Like, kids are going to know their parents are looking. They're going to get rid of everything.
Yeah, well, certainly young people generally are more technologically advanced than older people. There are some exceptions to that rule, but for the most part, I think that's a true statement.
We're talking about, I mean, what are the oldest parents running around out there at this point? I mean, I shouldn't say oldest.
Probably
but
people
in
their 50s.
What are their, you know, what's the top quintile of parents? My son's 8. I'm 45.
And your son could probably beat you under the table with his knowledge about electronics.
Cannot. I don't, like, hold on. We've read...
You can barely program a VCR. I don't know what you're talking about.
What the hell's a VCR? When the hell would you have one of these things? So, you know, the fact is that we've looked at studies, and millennials, or the young ones, they aren't that technologically adept. Sure, they can use social media, but they, you know, they can't program a computer or anything like that. They may have spent a little time on Instagram, and I haven't, but that doesn't make them technologically advanced. I'm on a computer all day long.
Yeah, but what is your 8-year-old going to be looking at that you need to check up on anyways? Like, realistically,
nothing.
We're talking about teenagers here.
No, I got him a Skype account so that he could talk to his friend in Minecraft. And sure enough, somebody who's like a fet girl 69 sends him a friend request, saying hi. She wants to talk.
It's a robot, right?
Right. Of course, it's a robot. But I'm like, oh geez, she's like, there's nothing.
Fet girl. Like fetish. Gotcha.
So it's just ridiculous.
Well, you're never too early to come across two girls, one cup.
Yeah.
Oh dear God.
Well, no, this does bring up a disturbing conversation, which is, you know, young people have access to the internet today, which when we were growing up, it was, you know, the Playboy magazine that the guy, you know, somebody stole from his dad or whatever and is smuggling into school and showing around. I mean, things have changed a lot now, and you can easily encounter the most hardcore of pornography with the most innocent of Google searches in certain cases. And certainly these things get shared around. So somebody comes across some outrageous thing like, you know, Lemon Party or whatever, and then they share that, then that's going viral. And then before you know it, somebody your son's age, Mark, is going to see something like this. And so what they're finding is that younger people are encountering more hardcore pornography now than ever in the past. And the big question is, what is that doing to them? What is it doing? It's one, it's disturbing enough when you're an adult and you see things like what we're talking about. What's it like when you're that young? I can't even imagine.
I can't.
And that's something that they'll have to study in the future. I mean,
they sure will be. When's the first time you saw? Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. When's the first time you saw One Guy, One Jar? 855-450-FREE. I wouldn't recommend Googling any of these things.
No.
None of them. Let's continue. Well, Lemon Party's not that bad.
No. Whatever it is, I don't even know what it is, but I know that if you're I have some idea of what the general genre of which you speak, and ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, you do not want to see that stuff.
George is in Mobile, Alabama. He's listening to WAVH on FM. Hey, George.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was wanting to speak to you about Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch, meeting on the airplane.
I don't know anything about this. No, don't know anything about it.
He don't know anything about it?
Nope.
No. What happened? Briefly, summarize.
Okay, well, Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch ended up on the same aircraft together.
Okay.
And talked. And, you know, Loretta Lynch is involved with Hillary Clinton on these email scandals and things. And
isn't she a country Bill music Clinton? Singer?
That's Loretta Lynn.
Yeah.
Who the hell's Loretta Lynch?
The Attorney General.
Oh.
Really Attorney General,
now.
Yeah.
Well, how am I supposed to know who all these thugs are? I mean, these guys are all a bunch of criminals, as far as I'm concerned. Republicans, Democrats, Washington, D.C., it's full of them. Okay, so she talked to the Attorney General, or he talked to the Attorney General. All
right. Right, yes. And, you know, they're not supposed to have any communications because they're dealing with the Hillary Clinton email scandals with the FBI.
Really?
Yes.
What would prohibit, is Bill Clinton sort of indicated as a possible culprit in that scandal? I mean, why is he not able to talk to somebody?
Oh, I have no idea, but, you know, it's the Attorney General is in part of the investigation of Hillary Clinton over the email scandals.
Sure.
And, right? Okay. So, you know, he's an ex-president, so he has Secret Service.
Yeah.
You know, and you would think that the Secret Service would know everyone who's going to be aboard this aircraft and would have seen the Attorney General's name on the list for being on that aircraft.
I mean, just to be clear, if the Attorney General is the top cop, they're the boss cop, basically,
yes,
in the United States.
Yes, sir.
And there's no prohibition on a cop asking a suspect questions. So I don't think there's anything illegal about what happened here. You know, she could talk to Bill Clinton and try to get him to answer some questions. And if he, you know, indicts his wife or something like that, or says something that's, you know, possibly indictable for him.
Oh, well, they didn't mention anything about what's going on with the email scandals and all that.
Not.
So they didn't talk about that, you know.
How do you know what they talked about?
And whatever. Because I don't. But what I'm saying is he shouldn't have been on the same aircraft.
Well, I don't know.
If she was on,
matters.
Because his Secret Service should have informed him.
I see where you're coming from. George, thank you for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. You know, who really cares about Bill Clinton and what he's doing?
I don't. I think it's, you know, there are a lot of people following this Hillary Clinton scandal thing, WikiLeaks.
Right, they think it's going to somehow take her down. Come on, the U.S. government doesn't eat its own for the most part. Every now and then they'll sacrifice one to...
No, it's Nixon.
Well, he lived large till the end of his life, didn't he? Hey, we'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, if you didn't get your call in tonight, call us tomorrow. We're here live for the Live Sunday Show, freetalklive.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it. Use it. Spread it.
Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.